It's a beautiful word, ecclesia. It means called out. Church is a bad word. Ecclesia. Church means religious organization full of man-made traditions. The ecclesia, the called out ones of God, born of his spirit, knowing of his love and his grace and his mercy and his truth and his hope. Do you have that, neighbor? Or are you like the man I just met? He said, we do that on Sunday morning. God is not a Sunday morning God. God is in power and control every day, every minute. And he wants his people to walk in his ways, to serve him, to worship him, to obey him. If you're not obeying God, you're not born of God, neighbor.
When you're born again, neighbor.
You go all the way down again. All the way straight down again. You must be born again into the kingdom of God, neighbor. If you're born again, you seek him in spirit and truth. Do you know the path to eternal life? Holiness, goodness, righteousness, truth. Are you seeking that? You can't be saved once. You got to endure every day, every week, every month, every year. Once saved, always saved is a lie. Many people will tell you you can't lose your salvation. That's absolutely ridiculous. The Bible says endure in a saving faith. The Bible says keep walking, keep obeying, keep striving because of what Christ has done, this glorious Savior with his shed blood and resurrection. No one else with the power and authority shed his blood and rose again. God sent himself to cover your sins, neighbor. That should cause you to be repentive and come out of your sin. If you live in your sin and practice it, you have no cleansing from the blood of the Lamb. Hebrews 10:26 says there's no forgiveness for those who live in willful sin. No sacrifice. Don't live in your willful sin, neighbor, which is the church systems and the culture. Those are all sins. Satan has developed the culture and the church systems to deceive you. Satan is a master counterfeiter. He's working in the culture and the churches. He loves sports, politics, entertainment. You should hate what God hates, and you should love what God loves. God loves righteousness, goodness, truth, holiness. God loves judgment and justice. He also is going to bring wrath and destruction. The world and America are set for the destruction and wrath of God. If God doesn't judge America swiftly in his timing, he will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. America is Sodom and Gomorrah too. And you've got to turn from that. You got to turn from the culture. You have to lose your life. You have to put your life in line with the scriptures. Test yourself, neighbors, to the word of God. Christ is coming. What side of the judgment are you going to be on, neighbor? What side of the judgment of God are you going to be on? Are you going to fall on the side of false religion? Are you going to fall on the side of wrath and anger? Are you going to fall on the side of truth, goodness, righteousness, holiness? Test yourself to the word of God. He's coming. But you got to be ready, man. You got to come out of the world. No, you're like the world if you're here. If you're like the world in the church. If you're like the world in pride and vanity and fashion and culture. You haven't come out of the world, man. Test yourself to the word of God. We love you. Test yourself. Must go deeper. Must go much deeper. Jesus didn't die for a worldly bride and a sinful bride. Jesus died to call people out. Holy is the Lamb of God. He's so worthy to be praised. Repent and come out of the world. Seek the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ, a glorious Savior, worthy to be lifted up and praised. Sister Ammon's talking to a lady, so we'll just hold here for a little bit. Okay. Jesus said, I come into the world to seek and save the lost. But guess what? You don't get salvation unless you repent and come out, neighbor. You can't get salvation just having a head knowledge of Jesus. You can't get salvation just going to church. You can't get salvation living like the world. You can't get salvation following man-made religion. The popes and the pastors are lying to you, and the priests. They're not telling you the truth of God's word. Narrow is the way. Few there be that find it.
They walk a long ways. Like I see them walk all the way down and then go down.
Brother Paul talked about helping those in meekness, gentleness, and kindness that they may come out of the snare of the devil. You're caught in the snare of the devil if you live like the world. You're caught in the snare of the devil if you're following after the ways of the world. No, sir. And you should watch your mouth. There's people around here. You should watch your mouth, sir. We love you. That kind of attitude is going to judge you on Judgment Day, sir. You need to repent of that. We love you anyway. Cleanse your mouth. Cleanse your life. James says, repent, ye sinners, ye adulterers. James 4:4, to be a friend of the world. This is the world. This is Satan's kingdom. To be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. He's coming to judge his enemies. And he's coming to gather and collect his elect. How do you become an elect of God? Not just believing. Satan believes and trembles. How do you become the elect of God?
I've got a headache.
You should go home, ma'am, and take some aspirins if you have a headache. You should repent. Love you, neighbor. You should repent and seek the kingdom of God by the shed blood of Jesus and faith in that resurrection. You should repent. You can repent. The Bible says in Acts 17, he calls all men everywhere to repent.
Why are you yelling at my mom and telling her to go home and take a fucking Advil?
She said she has a headache.
Okay,
I said she should go home
asshole.
And take an aspirin.
If you want to do what the fuck she you're should, doing, don't fucking
well, then why did she talk
asshole.
To me, ma'am?
She didn't. She said she had a headache out loud.
She said
that
it right
your,
to me
are you God's
as I walk by preaching.
Right,
we love
go,
you, ma'am.
No, I don't fucking
we love you, ma'am.
Go Jesus.
So the lady said she has a headache. We recommended an aspirin and go home and rest. That's loving your neighbor. We also love our neighbor by the gospel, proclaiming the good news. Let's get back to the gospel. The shed blood of Jesus Christ. Faith in him. Faith to follow and obey. You don't obey God going to church. You don't obey God following the culture. Faith, then repentance. Repentance. You got to come out of the world. Come out of the false churches that we've been talking about. Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, Methodist. Name one. I'll tell you why it's sinful and false. And when God sees a willing vessel, not just anyone, Acts 5 says he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. If you're willing to obey God, that means come out of the world, neighbor. This is the world you're living in, walking in. We're here to preach. We don't live in this world. We're in it, not of it. You got to come out. And when you're born again, holiness and obedience is your desire. The Bible says in Hebrews 12, without holiness, no one will see God. We want you to have hope. We want you to have truth. We want you to have life and life everlasting. But it doesn't come by your own way. It doesn't come by living like the world. It doesn't come by following churchianity. It comes by seeking the kingdom of God in righteousness and truth. Ephesians 5:9. The truth of God's word tells us the fruits of the Holy Spirit is goodness, truth, and righteousness. Is that what you're seeking today, neighbor? Or are you seeking what is titillating to the flesh? Are you seeking that which is approved of the culture? In the book of Luke, it says, what the world esteems highly, God abhors. Did you know that? That would be your entertainment, your sports, your pride and vanity, your fashion, your fairs, your movies. It's an abomination and he abhors it. So we just walk through the world to remind our neighbors, you cannot live like the world. You can't expect salvation to come from a false savior with a false gospel. Salvation comes through biblical truth and the glorious savior. Salvation comes through repentance and being born again. If you're born again, you've tested everything to the word of God. Have you tested, neighbor? Have you opened the Holy Scriptures? Are you more consumed with college football? Are you more consumed with politics? Are you more consumed with ritual? Ma'am, you can't be of the world and love God. If you love God, you obey him and come out of the world. Not if you're involved in pride, vanity, fashion, the culture, entertainment. Maybe your husband could explain the gospel to me. Sir, could you come and explain the gospel, how to find eternal life? Sir, why is your wife speaking for you? Come and explain the gospel. Careful, ma'am. Watch where you're walking.
She has a mind of her own and she reads the Bible.
Really? Well, what is the gospel, sir? Let's talk about it. We love our neighbor. I know the feminist mindset is mind of their own. They read the Bible and then they do what they want. That's not the biblical truth. We love you. You should watch your language, young woman. You should watch your language, young woman. You should watch your language, young woman. There is grace available if she repents. I used to be a foul-mouthed person like that. I used to be a worldly, wicked person. I used to be a total, carnal, sinful man. But guess what? The Spirit of God transformed me. The Spirit of God made me new. The Spirit of God cleansed my heart and my mind. What a glorious thing we get to do is lift up Christ crucified and warn our neighbor about judgment that's coming. Holy is the Lamb of God. He's so worthy to be praised and lifted up. It's why we go into the streets. Did you know the word preach? It means a public crier. It's not a guy in a box on Sunday. That's a man-made tradition. The word preach means you go into the street and lift up your voice. I don't even have an amp on. They're playing music on amplifiers. And we tell people that judgment's coming, that Christ made the way, that the churches are lying to you, that you can't live like the world and claim Jesus. That lady says she loves Jesus, but she doesn't obey him. Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, you could be my friend, John 15. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, John 14. Hebrews 5:9 says, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. Obedience is all over God's word, faith and works. You don't work your way to heaven. You're working because you're born of Christ and his Spirit's working in you. What does the Spirit of God produce? Worldliness?
You guys got to be Trumpers.
Carnality? Trumpers? No, sir. Politics is a lost way. So is the Harley Davidson life. So is the culture. Politics? No. Paul said, no man gets entangled in the affairs of this world that he may serve the one that's called him. I used to be a political man. Christ changed my heart and my mind. There is no hope in politics. There is no hope in the culture. There's no hope for America. There's no hope for your church system. There's only hope for you to come out. Think of America like the Titanic. America's sinking. There is no hope for her. The world is sinking. There is no hope for them. But you know what you can do? You can hang on to the mast or the propeller and go down like a rock. Or you can repent and get away from her and get to safety in Christ. You hang on to your churches and you hang on to your culture and you hang on to your false ways and you hang on to pride and vanity. You're going down like the Titanic. Christ is the ark, a spiritual ark that lifts us above the wrath of God. How do you get in Christ? How do you get in Christ? You get in Christ by walking in his word and his ways. You get in Christ through the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus. You get in Christ by keeping his commandments when you've been born again through repentance. You get in Christ through holiness. That means to be set apart for the kingdom of God. Our Savior said, no man can serve two masters. You're going to love one, you're going to hate the other. Serving two masters is living like the world and going to church on Sunday. We always like to remind people that Christ is coming back to burn away all the stuff of the world. Christ is coming back to destroy the cultures and the man-made religious systems. Christ is coming back to burn off all of the false churchianity. Amen. Test yourself, sir. We love you. Go deep. Come out of the churches and the culture. Peter says the elements are going to melt in fervent heat. What are you laboring? Here's some old men like me. What are you laboring for in your life that's eternal? I want to labor for that which is incorruptible. I want to labor for that which is never changing. I want to labor for that which is Christ is coming back to bless and honor. Most American churchianity, most people in the pews, most people in general are living for the corruptible. So do a test, neighbor. What part of your life is corruptible? When you die, it ends and leaves with you. Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, I guess, is laboring for everything that is corruptible. When he dies, he takes none of it with him. How much you got in your 401k? 100 grand, 500 grand, couple mil? When you die, none of it goes with you. It would be wise to ponder the kingdom of God and spirit and truth rather than living for that which is corruptible. Jesus offers an incorruptible way. Jesus offers spirit and truth. It's only found in the scriptures. It's not found in a church building. They're all lying to you to build their structure. They need your money. They need your body in a pew. They need to pay their salaries and their widescreen TVs and their buildings and their Pope system. Baptist, Lutheran, Mormon, Jehovah Witness. They're all a false way of Jesus. False Jesus. They're not the true way. They have a false Christ that cannot save anyone. But if you seek life, if you seek truth, if you seek holiness, if you seek righteousness, if you seek goodness, open the Holy Scriptures and you have a chance at life and life eternal. Loving our neighbor, just dropped a card in the musician's bucket. Loving our neighbor today, lifting up the glorious gospel. No compromise, no sin, no false ways, no error. Only Christ and Christ alone.